News release. Here on Perth Public Health, HPPH, is advising the community of one new measles exposure. The exposure occurred at the following location and time frame. Listowel Memorial Hospital, Emergency Department Waiting Room, 255 Elizabeth Street E, Listowel. Sunday, March 23rd, 7:23 p.m. to 10:31 p.m. If you were present at this location during this time frame, were born in 1970 or later, and are not up to date with your measles vaccinations, please call Public Health at 1-888-221-2133-3299. This includes those who were present at the location only briefly, as measles is highly contagious and can linger in the air for up to 2 hours. HPPH completes case management and contact tracing for confirmed cases of measles. If during a contact tracing investigation we cannot reach everyone who was exposed, we notify the public of a possible community exposure. Visit www.hpph.ca/measles to view measles information, including vaccination guidance, a schedule and eligibility for HPPH vaccination clinics, all known recent measles exposure locations and timelines, and the HPPH Measles Exposure Risk Assessment Tool to understand if you are at risk from a measles exposure. Measles is a highly contagious virus. It is airborne and can remain in the air and on surfaces for up to 2 hours. The virus can spread to other people when someone with measles coughs, sneezes, talks, or breathes. Measles can result in complications such as diarrhea, ear infections, and pneumonia. Rarely, measles can cause brain infections and death. Symptoms. Measles symptoms begin 7 to 21 days after exposure to the virus and include fever, runny nose, cough, red eyes, watery. Small white spots can appear on the inside of the mouth and throat but are not always present. A red blotchy rash appears on the face and then spreads down the body, normally appears 3 to 7 days after symptoms begin. Someone who has measles can be contagious from 4 days before the rash starts until 4 days after the rash starts. Most people fully recover from measles within 2 to 3 weeks, but sometimes measles can cause complications. Infection or exposure. If you think you or a family member has been exposed to measles or has the virus, stay home and avoid contact with other people. Avoid having visitors in your home. If you need medical care, call ahead before going to a healthcare facility. Tell them you may have measles or been exposed so they can prepare for your arrival and prevent the virus from spreading to others. Wear a well-fitted mask if you need to go out for medical care.